The Awakening of the Consciousness. Chapter 2. The Internal Diagram of Man. The Seven Bodies. To make perfectly clear what the consciousness is and what it is not, let us analyze in this chapter the Internal Diagram of Man. Since the consciousness is one of the seven bodies that constitute the man. In occult anatomy, it is known that man possesses not only the physical body, but also other bodies or vehicles of expression through which he can receive knowledge and also express himself. In order to understand a little more about the consciousness, let us study it as one of the vehicles of expression of the being and of man as one of his seven bodies. By making a brief analysis of each of them, there appears first the physical body, we all know, and which moves in the third dimension. The physical body permits us through the five senses to interact with the exterior material world and receive information, experiences, and knowledge from the most dense plane of manifestation that exists in creation, without obviously considering the infra dimensions of nature. Following in order is the vital body, or etheric body, known in esotericism as a person's aura, which is a body of energy that sustains the physical body, as the word indicates, and is related to the fourth dimension, to the fourth coordinate, and to all biochemical and energetic processes of the body, such as respiration, digestion, assimilation, etc., etc. The fourth dimension is time, but seen as a coordinate of space, not as a temporal coordinate. We could say that the vital body is the energetic counterpart of the physical body. This vital body, or aura, is what clairvoyants can see around people, consisting of different colors that surround the physical body, a phenomenon which has been confirmed by official science through Krillian photography. In the third order, there appears the astral body, or body of desires, which is related to emotions and the fifth dimension. This is the body all people use when the physical body goes to sleep and is a protoplasmic body. At the moment the astral body leaves the physical body and unfolds into the fifth dimension, which is called the world of dreams, or the world of the dead, or the astral world. All people go through this process when the physical body sleeps and have experiences in the astral world. What happens is that when we return to the physical body, we sometimes remember these experiences and sometimes not. When the person returns to the physical body, he often says, "I had a dream." But to be more exact, it was an astral experience, which can be conscious or not, can be remembered or not. The fifth dimension is eternity, which is beyond time and space. In this way, it is very easy to explain those dreams in which the person sees something that is going to happen to him and soon it does happen. Or prophetic dreams that are fulfilled later in time here in the physical world. In the astral world, in eternity, time does not exist. There is no past and no future as we understand them here in the third dimension. Because in order for eternity to exist, each instant must be eternal. There, it is always the present. Every instance is eternal, and every instance is present. In this way, we can explain how it is that we can see things that here in the physical world will happen in the future, which is the future for the physical world, but present in the astral world. Since in the astral world, there is only the present. When the physical body sleeps, the astral body leaves the fifth dimension, and the vital body takes up recharging the physical body. That's why if a person does not sleep for many days, he dies, since he runs out of energy due to not having the night's energetic recharge. Following in order is the fourth body, which is the mental body. It is related to the mind, to thoughts, to mental activity, and also to a more subtle part of the fifth dimension. The mental body is of a molecular nature. The mental body is what allows us to come in contact with the world of the mind and to obtain and process information through thoughts, concepts. When this body has become solarized, it permits the initiate to have access to the teachings and great truths of the universal cosmic mind. Between the mental and the causal appears a space of energy that the Master Lakshmi defined as the psyche, which is found between the fifth and sixth dimension. Through the psyche, there can be expressed the essence or the ego. One could say that it is the highest point that the ego can reach, since the ego cannot enter the causal world. In our physical body, the vehicle of the psyche is found in the blood, more specifically in the red blood cells. Since the blood plasma is more related to our astral vehicle. In the fifth order appears the causal body or body of will, known in esotericism as the vehicle of the human soul, which is related to all the volitional processes of the human being and to the sixth dimension. This body is of an electronic nature and has an expression in us which in the Gnostic teachings we call essence. The essence is a fraction of the soul. It is the soul in potency that can be developed through a spiritual work of self-knowledge and lead us to fully incarnate this human soul. The Master Samael tells us that the sixth dimension is the dimension which is beyond eternity and time. The Master Lakshmi tells us that the sixth dimension is the dimension that we call heaven, and that this dimension is an electronic world where there is no shadow, where exists only the uncreated light. In ordinary people who have not worked with their seed through the mysteries of alchemy, the astral, mental, and causal bodies are fractioned by the psychological aggregate and are called lunar bodies. But in alchemists who work with the mysteries of sex, these bodies are transformed into solar and are put at the service of knowledge and the being. In the sixth order appears this time the body for which we have written this chapter of this book, which is the buddhic body, or body of the consciousness. The buddhic body is also known as buddhi and as the spiritual soul or divine soul. It is a body that is located between the sixth and seventh dimension. Considering that according to the teaching of Master Samael, the seventh dimension is the unknown zero dimension, the world of pure spirit, we realize that buddhi is a mediator between the human part of the person and the being or spirit of the person. That is why it is called the divine soul. The buddhi or consciousness or divine soul is a bridge between the being, God, and man. We are told by the Master Lakshmi Daimon that a person's buddhi is the intimate Christ of the person, who is the personal redeemer of each one of us, because it is he who complete for the human part before the being of the person, that is, the divine part, the spirit. With these points, we can understand in a little more profound way what the consciousness is as a semi-divine vehicle of our internal being. It is a true mediator. We realize at this point that the consciousness is something more than the psychological functions such as thoughts, sentiments, movement, impulses, and sensation. When the essence is impregnated with will, it is converted into consciousness. The consciousness gives us access to direct knowledge without the need to use the mind, the intellect, and one of its most important faculties is called intuition. The Master Samael teaches that the buddhic world is the intuitional world. Finally, we come to the seventh body, which is Atman. It is the being itself, the spirit in us, the profound, real, internal being. Atman, the being, corresponds to the seventh dimension, the unknown zero dimension, the world of the spirit. The being is the being, and the being's reason for being is the being itself. Names of the bodies according to different schools. In Gnosticism, the first body, physical body. In Theosophy, also physical body. In Hermetism, stula sharira. In Christianity, carnal body. In Gnosis, the second body, vital. In Theosophy, etheric double. In Hermetism, lingam sharira. In Christianity, carnal body. In Gnosis, the third body is astral. In Theosophy, astral body. In Hermetism, kama sharira. in Christianity, natural body. In Gnosis, the fourth body is the mental body. In Theosophy, inferior manas. Hermetism, manas rupa. Christianity, spiritual body. In Gnosis, the fifth body is the causal body. In Theosophy, superior manas. In Hermetism, manas arupa. And in Christianity, divine body. The seven bodies. Physical body is three-dimensional, corresponds to the third dimension. The second body, vital body, etheric, corresponds to the fourth dimension. The third body, the astral body, protoplasmic, corresponds to the fifth dimension. The fourth body, mental body, the molecular type, corresponds to the fifth dimension. Between the fourth and the fifth body, there exists psyche, and is located between the fifth and sixth dimension. The fifth body, causal body, the human soul, the will, is of an electronic type and corresponds to the sixth dimension. Then, number six, buddhic body, the consciousness, the divine soul, buddhi, semi-divine, corresponds to the sixth and seventh dimension. And lastly, the seventh body, atmic body, the intimate, the being, Atman, the spirit, corresponds to the seventh dimension.